FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The South African Weather Service believes its systems have been hacked. It says its information and communication system went down last night after a security breach. Source says the attack is the second in a space of 2 days after the initial attempt on Saturday night failed. Spokesperson Opa Sehwale says members of the public can, in the meantime, rely on the Weather Service's social media platform for weather information.
Aspects of critical services, including aviation and marine, have been interrupted. In addition, the South African Weather Service email system and website, which is the hub of critical weather information, have been affected. However, alternative ways of disseminating important information, such as weather forecasts, have been put in place. The South African Weather Service ICT service providers have been on site since the attack, not only to investigate the breach, but also to explore both interim and long-term ways of restoring the collapsed systems and eventually services.
The woman said to be at the center of an alleged love triangle that left a Durban businessman dead has tried to present her version of events in court. Accused brothers Ferrell and Darren Govender are applying for bail in the Durban Magistrates Court. They are accused of killing Shailen Singh in Umhlanga last month. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks was at court.
The woman's lawyer, Advocate Paul Jorgensen, briefly joined proceedings this morning, asking the magistrate to accept the application to submit their version. He told the court that his client's affidavit explains her version of footage of her being assaulted presented in the court by the state. She also claims the investigating officer's account is inaccurate, adding she has never been interviewed or asked to provide a statement. Prosecutor Nkululeko Masia opposed the request, stating that the woman is a state witness with no interest in the bail application. He accused Jorgensen of attempting to introduce new evidence. Magistrate Kevin Broughton rejected the request, saying it was unusual and that it's a matter for the trial. The arguments in the bail application continue. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban Magistrates Court.
The IFP has vowed to take to the streets to protect Itala Bank from liquidation. The Prudential Authority is seeking the provisional liquidation of the entity in the High Court, arguing it's to protect the interests of depositors. A repayment administrator appointed by the regulator found that the state-owned entity was technically and legally insolvent. Speaking in Durban today, IFP leader Vilenkosini Hlabisa said it won't happen under their watch.
We do want to thank the president of our country who has given his support to the KwaZulu government to fight and remove anything that will make this liquidation see the day.
And India and China have agreed in principle to resume direct flights between the two nations. They were halted nearly 5 years ago by the COVID-19 pandemic and subsequent political tensions after a deadly Himalayan troop clash. New Delhi's top diplomat has concluded a visit to Beijing, seen as a sign of a thawing of the frosty ties between the world's two most populous nations. Durban 29 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay 30. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.